upset you now.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's really sort of, and just at the moment, it's worse than it's ever been. And that is sort of like...
Is this your piles again?
No. The piles are in hand. I will say, like...
Glad to hear it.
Thank you. Quite literally in hand. But that's, I don't want to go... But yes, that they are on the mend. That's been bad.
Glad to hear it.
That's been really bad, actually. That's been the worst. I've only ever had them sort of badly twice, but this has been a prolonged
Do you have
attack.
To have the things that you push up there?
They're not working.
They weren't working. They're like
no,
little
I've had
creamy
to get
bullets.
Ointments. I've had to get ointment and
ointment?
Mate,
what, from a
there's been, had to be some lifestyle changes. I've got a large bottle of laxative. Because, I mean, you started this, Sean. I wasn't going to talk about this, but basically,
no, I've been rolled over onto my side and had a junior doctor push them back in. Poor
yes,
kid.
I have had that this week. I'm not pushed back in. Mine are always, but
what do you mean not pushed back in? They just had a look.
They're in. I have to push it back in, but like they are. They are trying to increase the frequency of my bowel movements because I am once in the morning, man, and apparently that is causing that's not helping with the strain.
Hang on a second. Do you eat beans?
Sometimes.
Right. I can't eat beans. At all.
You can't eat beans.
No, it's one of my favourite foods. I can't eat beans.
Yeah, I remember you used to live on bananas and jacket potatoes and beans and cheese.
Yeah, cheese and beans, yeah. Cheese on top. Don't put it in the microwave. I like the cheese cold and to melt as the beans heat them. Thank you very much. But, I really can't go near them because they close my bum hole.
They close them?
If I have beans, even a little pot from KFC, that will mean bumhole is shut. Nothing's coming out. Sorry, mate. Not allowed
yeah,
out.
What surprised me about this is I always had kind of attributed this kind of thing to my terrible lifestyle. And obviously, yeah. since I sort of got, you know, sober, or I thought piles would be a thing of the past. Actually, And then you get into a chicken and egg scenario where you don't know whether the piles are causing you stress or the stress are causing you piles. I think after a while, they sort of both feed off each other. But anyway, the good news is I feel like they are going into remission. I hope that the next time I speak to you, I will be pile free.
You sit down. I mean, I know the doctor will have done all of this, but you sit down a lot.
Yes.
In the car.
I do.
Still not driven the fucking car.
Yeah, that's bad. Well, this is what I wanted to go on to, actually.
Well, before you do, do you reckon that's a record? Have I now broken the record?
No. I think at some point in history, someone will have passed their driving test, will have then gone out and committed a horrific crime for which they got sent to prison for a long period of time. I just think the law of Fair averages enough. Yeah. will sort of dictate that will be the case, and that someone will have basically followed the passing of their driving test with a long prison sentence.
Yes, no, I'll accept that.
Someone will have passed their driving test the day World War II broke out.
Do you reckon they had licenses back then?
Probably.
You could just buy a car and piss off.
Someone will have passed their driving test on March the 22nd, 2020.
That's crazy.
So there are a number of caveats and reasons as to why someone will have passed their driving test and then not physically been able to drive for longer than you. Sean, you passed your test on September the 7th. It's now midway through October. It's not that long.
I would not feel comfortable getting in a car now.
You wouldn't feel comfortable getting in a car. No.
Well, driving the car, not getting in a car. I could get in a car.
Yeah.
But right, okay. So what were you going to say about driving then?
Well, I'll tell you what makes me feel uncomfortable while I am in a car.
Piles.
Apart from the piles. I don't really notice them when I'm in a car. they're not as painful as the bad bout I had, which, you know, I have discussed on stage. But like, I mean, I've never known pain like that bad one. It was, it was really, really bad. But this one has not, I have a couple of twinges, but I just don't want them there. They're an unwelcome guest on my bumhole. I'm sorry, I don't really like talking about this sort of thing. I don't know why
Don't worry, let's stop saying bumhole.
Okay.
What do you want to...
I am sick of petrol price inconsistencies, particularly when I'm driving back from somewhere. To give you an example, I drove back from Margate recently, and you at some point when your car needs filling up have to decide that that is the place that you are going to buy your petrol from.
Okay.
What you do not want is to, right, let's just say recently, I can give you the exact prices. I drove past somewhere where it was £1.63 a litre, which is just insane. I then thought, I reckon I can find it because I had bought it for less than £1.60 a few days previously. And so I was like, well, I reckon I can find it for less than £1.63. The next place
what
I stopped.
You need to fill your tank. Is that what you need to do? Because everyone's always talking in litres. I don't really know what that means. I need the car to move. How much do I have to fill this up?
Well, you can fill it up as much as you like, but I mean, I usually just fill my tank and then, yeah, that's what I'm looking to do when I go to a petrol station, because I don't want to spend my life in and out of petrol stations. Yeah. And I drive a lot.
And is that a can I ask, is that a luxury?
What, filling your car up with petrol?
Being able to afford. You can't know less than me. Is being able to afford to fill your tank a luxury in this day and age? Is it like, oh, look at you, fills this tank?
Because
every
it's part of what it's my job, isn't it? So like, it's not a luxury; it's an expense. It's you know, I have to travel to work, so I have
a normal person wouldn't be able to fill their tank up every time they went to a petrol station.
I don't know.
Right. Okay. Fine. How big is the tank? Oh,
fuck it out. I mean, again, I don't know. Mine costs me £70 to fill up.
Fucking hell!
And it's £1...
What?
It's it's £1.60 a litre. So what's that? Like 40
litres.
I can
see why everyone's pissed off now.
Yeah.
Jesus!
Well, it used to be £1 a litre. That's the point.
And now it's...
£1.60.
Okay.
Or £1... But my point is this. Your drive past the garage, you guys, £1.63. I bought it the other day for £1.59, I reckon. And there's a few, because what my sat nav will tell me, a thing comes up saying you need to fill your car up. It's like 50 miles left on the tank. Do you want us to find you petrol stations? So I'll go, yes. And it will then come up with a list of petrol stations. So I know that there are a few petrol stations coming up. So I go, that's £1.63. I reckon the next one will be cheaper. I can see what they are. I'll go,
so fucking cool.
The next one is a Sainsbury's. The next one is a Sainsbury's. But I reckon that's going to be cheaper than this Texaco garage that I've drive past. I'll then get to the Sainsbury's and it's £1.65. I go, fucking hell, I should have put it in at the last one. This is 2p a litre more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'll then fill up there, because by this point, I'm now on the point where I'm like, well, I might not get the chance again. I'm about to go onto some motorway. Obviously, motorway service stations charge then an extra 20p a litre than everyone else, because I don't know why they're fucking allowed to do that. But then, so I did this. I saw it at 163. I just filled it at 165. The next place I saw was fucking 161. I'd already paid 165 at this point. I mean, you're literally playing petrol price Russian roulette at this stage. You just don't like...
But you're getting angry about 2p.
But it's not, though, is it? It's like, you know, you've got to put 40 litres in. So what's that? I mean, it's, yeah. I mean, all right, okay. It's still only, it's £2, but it's £2, isn't it?
This kind of links to a problem I had this week. I think where you're talking about the options and getting the right one, and you're not really, you don't know what petrol station is ahead. You don't know how much it's going to cost. I tried to buy toothpaste today. The other day. I was in a rush, went into Boots, right? Need toothpaste. What are all the different toothpastes, right? I'm not fucking joking, right? Paul, I'm not joking, right? So there's toothpaste for your gums.
Yeah.
Then there's the toothpaste the whitening toothpaste, right? Well, can't I just have it? Can't I just have the thing that does all of it to my mouth, please? Right?
Yes.
There was one. It was called 3D toothpaste.
Fucking hell.
3D. What the fuck are you on about? It's all 3D, is it? I'm 3D. It's 3D. The other toothpastes aren't not 3D. What's 3D toothpaste? But there's no one there to ask.
Have to wear a special pair of glasses, otherwise they can't see your teeth. Every time you open your mouth, people are ducking. Fucking hell, man, they're coming right at me. Jesus Christ, you scared the life out of me with them gnashers.
But they just confuse, like, it's like, I'm not 6 years of age as well. I don't think 3D is cool. I just want my teeth cleaned.
I reckon I have sufficient levels of Homer Simpson in me to buy 3D toothpaste. Do you know, like, I'll go, 3D toothpaste.
I bought it.
Of course you did. Yeah. And what has it done? Have you noticed anything different about your teeth?
Yeah, they're free. I can see them outside the front of my face. They
amazing.
Come out and I can touch them. I just bought it because I thought, well, that's called 3D. My thinking was 3D is better than 2D. So this must
be
the best.
I've never heard toothpaste graded in D before.
I know.
I didn't know toothpaste was 2D. I just assumed it was like fluoride content, you know. Oh, this one's got like baking powder in it. This one's got charcoal.
Oh, I like the I forgot about charcoal.
That's actually.
That's good, isn't it?
Sometimes if you don't rinse your mouth out properly, you end up with the little bits in there afterwards.
Okay. So this was on the same day I got toothpaste. Then I also, you know the stuff at school that we get taught? Some of the stuff we get taught, you go, do you know what I really think would be crucial? Can we get taught which vitamins we need?
Hmm.
Like, I'm tired all of the time.
How does the warning system work in a place of employment? Like employment law, those sort of things.
Yeah, all of that stuff. Exactly. Like, at school, you should be taught how to deal, like, how to handle your money.
Mm.
So vitamins, apparently these are a crucial part of, as I've said before, if they are indeed real, these are a crucial part of
your vitamin denier.
It does sound like nonsense, doesn't
you're
it?
You're anti-vit.
This little pill. I'm anti-V. Right?
So, an anti-vitter. You've seen Sean recently. He's been on fucking Facebook, mate. He's gone all anti-vit. He's joined up some weird Facebook group where they're denying that vitamin C exists. No, you're not still falling for that old fucking codswallopier. He's out on an anti-vit march.
Me and Eric Clapton.
What, they've been up to fucking Westminster chucking oranges at Big Ben.
I'm not denying oranges exist. I'm just denying the vitamin pills. I'm just not. I'm still sceptical about. We are.
Okay.
We're yet to see what the true consequences of taking vitamin pills are.
Yes.
But So I'm right. I better get some vitamins. I need to wake up. I'm tired all of the time. I'll go to Boots. I'll buy some vitamins. You get there. It's like the herb section in a supermarket. Instead of herbs, it's vitamins. You're like, hell, I don't know which ones I need. I want to feel better. Which ones do I take to feel better?
I always think that when you've got a hectic lifestyle, and I realise I sound like I'm advertising them, B12 is the one, isn't it? It makes your piss go green. Well, it did in my case anyway.
B12, you think B12, what does B12 do?
Isn't that like depleted energy supplies?
Isn't B12, is that the one you take when you've come back from Glastonbury?
You could do. Or you want one to sort of like replenish serotonin levels when you come back from Glastonbury. Well, you certainly did do back in the day.
Then there's multivitamin. Well, surely that's the one I want, isn't it?
Yes. Which one take?
I bought loads.
Right.
I bought.
So you went in there thinking that they don't work and bought loads.
And then I left them in Newbury. So I bought it. Do you know how much vitamins cost? You're fucking banging on about petrol. Fucking hell. 21 quid for some multivitamins, some vitamin D, and what was the other one? What's the one? Cod liver oil, I think I got, right?
Yes.
21 quid.
What have you got bad joints?
Bad joints.
Is it cod liver oil? Oh, cod liver oil's for your heart, is it? No. Which one's the one?
This is what I mean. You don't know, I don't know. It's all nonsense. 21 quid, and I left them in Newbury anyway. I only managed to have one little jelly.
Hello, Paul here. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of What's Upset You Now. I am doing this solo because our jungle buddy is still down under. If you are enjoying this podcast and you want to hear more of it, we have a Patreon where you can get a feature-length episode each and every Monday morning for a bargain price. It works out about, I mean, it's less than a quid a week. It's too cheap, if you ask me, but there we are. We've put it out there now. We can't change our mind. If you go to patreon.com/WUIN, there's all sorts of fun things. We have listeners send in voice notes, which we play out and comment on. It's a great little community. There is a Patreon page where you can comment and let us know what you thought of each episode. You get early access to the guest episodes, ad-free. It's amazing. God, I almost just thought about signing up myself then, but that would be absolutely ridiculous. Thank you for listening, and we'll speak to you soon.